there. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am pleased to be with you here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a lot going on. Today is a really special day. Today is the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Tomorrow is another solemnity, which is the birth of St. John the Baptist. And on Friday's programs, what we do is we review Sunday's Mass readings. And when you hear these readings, and you know what the focus of my work is, right? If you listen to my show, you probably know the focus of so much of my work is about how do we overcome anxiety. These readings on Sunday are tailor-made for anybody who is a worrier, so I hope you enjoy them. Also, on the program today, we're going to do a pre-recorded interview from my friend Chris Stepien. This was done on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning. Chris is the author of the fantastic book, and I do mean fantastic book, Dying to Be Happy from Dynamic Catholic. If you haven't had a chance to read the book, make sure you check it out, Dying to Be Happy by Chris Stepien. So we've got a lot on the program today. It's funny, I was talking to my wife before the show started, before I recorded the show, and she said, hey, Gary, you don't do the beverage du jour anymore. You don't do a lot of the small talk, and I apologize for that, but I'm really up against it with this time limit. I'm trying to construct a whole new type of podcast, and I know that I know that you've missed the show. You told me you did. I know I've missed it. I really want to focus on the Mass readings, and I'm trying to keep the small talk to a minimum. But let me know what you think. I really would love to hear from you. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I'd really like to hear your comments about what you think of the new podcast. If you like the interviews, if you like the features that we have, I really want to keep it to 30 minutes because I know you don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time, so I want to make sure that we are we get everything into a 30-minute time frame. But I really would love to hear from you. Let's kick it off with prayer. We're going to do a short prayer today because we have a lot to cover. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I ask you to be with us today during this podcast. Jesus, please send your Holy Spirit to speak through me on the show. Help enlighten us as to the meanings of these scriptures today. And Jesus, you know what? We struggle with so many things. Help us to remember that you are Lord of the universe. You are bigger than any problem that we can face. And with that in mind, we give it all over to you. We give our problems to you, Lord, and we ask you to come through for us as you have done so many times in our lives and throughout history. And we ask for all of these things, Jesus, through the intercession of your Blessed Mother Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, tried to consolidate things a little bit so we can get going with all the good things on the program today. Let's get right to it, my friends. Again, you are listening to the Gary Zimak Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Gary Zimak, you guessed it, and we're going to look at the Mass readings now for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Every Friday, this is what we do. We look at the Sunday Mass readings. You're going to love these, especially if you're someone who tends to be a little anxious. The first reading comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 10 through 13. Jeremiah said, I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph in their failure. They will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. I want to tie all these readings together after we get finished, but here's what I want to say to you right now. If you have some problem in your life, and I'm sure you have at least one, you may have many, I know I've got some that I'm dealing with right now, it's really easy to give up hope and to just feel like crawling back into bed because it just doesn't seem like the problem is solvable. Jeremiah knows what it's like to feel that way. Many of the prophets and the saints throughout the years have felt this kind of fear. The secret, and something that differentiates a saint from an atheist, and yes, I said a saint from an atheist, is the saint is going to turn to the Lord and ask for help. Why? Because the saint believes in God. the atheist doesn't. Now, it's been said that if you worry, it's what is known as practical atheism. Pope Benedict XVI talked about this. Other people have talked about this as well. If you're worried about any problem in your life, what it means is that you're not trusting God. Now, this is not something that should devastate you, but it's something that should wake you up. And it's something that I need to remember in my life, too. If we really trusted God, if we really trusted that He loved us and that He was capable of doing all things, we wouldn't worry about anything because we know that either He would take the problem away or He would give us the grace to deal with it. But we don't. We start to worry because we don't want to suffer, or we don't know how bad it's going to get, or we don't think that He's capable of fixing it. You know, we all believe that God is all-powerful until we get diagnosed with cancer or lose our jobs or look at our bank account and don't have the money to pay the bills. Then all of a sudden, it's a different story, isn't it? Then it becomes real. But that is where our faith grows. When it becomes real like that, when you really have to turn to the Lord and say, "Hey, Lord, I need a miracle," that's when it becomes real. But you know what? So many times we're afraid to ask because we don't believe that He can come through. So here's what we need to start doing. And I'm talking to myself too, believe you me. I asked the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the show, and I always do that, to speak through me. And so many times He speaks through me directly to me. So I'm hearing these words too. What we need to start doing, Pope Francis has said this, is to challenge the Lord and say, "Lord, I need this. I need $2,000 to pay my bills this month. I need a new job. I need this disease to go away. I need this." Ask for what you need. Don't worry about whether or not it's God's will. You can always say, "Lord, if it's your will, here's what I think I need." He knows you don't always know what His will is for your life. And that's how Jesus prayed in the garden. It's okay. If it's not the Lord's will for you at that time, or if it's not His will for you at all, He'll either say no or you have to wait. He'll take care of that. The trick is, are you willing to step out in faith and ask? If you don't ask, you're not going to receive. And we can get mad and say, "Well, I shouldn't have to ask." Well, the Lord makes the rules. And He wants us to be dependent on Him. So I want you to do this. I want you to ask for what you need today. Earlier today, I did that. The Lord came back and said, "No, Gary, not today." Did I like that? No. But I was able to go to Him and say, "Okay, Lord, I asked you. You said no. That's your answer. Where do we go from here?" That's what you need to start doing. Because sometimes He will say no. Sometimes He will say wait. Sometimes He'll say yes. And if you look back over the course of your life, you're going to see so many times where He came through in hopeless situations. But if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. Remember that. So let's all try to do that today. Not tomorrow, today. Whatever you need, ask for today. Challenge the Lord. He can do it. I promise you He can do it. He might say no, but He can do it. Psalm 69 is the responsorial psalm. "Lord, in your great love, answer me." Remember that He loves you. He only wants what's best for you. So if He loves you unconditionally and with an infinite love, everything that happens to you is somehow an expression of that love. Challenging? Yep, that's challenging. But it's the truth. "For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's children, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God, and your great kindness. Answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy turn toward me. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and in his own who are in bonds, he spurns not. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and whatever moves in them." So many times we say, "God doesn't answer my prayers." We generally say that when he says no to us or when he says wait, right? We never say it when he says yes. We never complain about when God says yes, but always when he says no, he doesn't listen to me. Well, he always hears our prayers. The scriptures say that. The Lord hears the poor. It's right here in Psalm 69. But we need to accept the fact that sometimes no is the best answer because we don't have the big picture. We can't see the big picture. The big picture is an eternal picture, right? We were created to live with the Lord forever in heaven, but for the time being, we're here on earth. This is a small part of our life. Hard to accept, isn't it? But it's so true. Second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who is to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if the transgression of the one, the many, died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? When we start to get a little frustrated and think that God doesn't care about me, Lord doesn't care, I've got all these problems, and he's off in heaven somewhere, doesn't care about me, you need to think about the fact that Jesus Christ came to earth. And he didn't go on vacation for 33 years. He wasn't lying on the beach with his feet up. He was living a very difficult life. And again, so many times we complain, it's not fair, this shouldn't happen to me, this other person has it so easy, I wish I was this other person. Tell that to Jesus. Tell it to him when he's hanging on the cross. Hey, Lord, this isn't fair that I'm struggling to pay my bills. I know you lived in poverty. I know you were born into extreme poverty. I know you never really had a place to live, a steady place to live. I know you were murdered on a cross. I know people rejected you. But you know what, Lord? I'm having problems. It's hard for me. Tell that to him. But you need to think about that, right? Because when you start to picture what he went through, it's kind of difficult to have an attitude when you go to him, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of hard to picture him on the cross and saying, hey, Lord, I can't afford my vacation this year, right? I mean, it's okay to talk to him about that, but we need to keep it in perspective. He suffered so much for us. And he still can suffer. He can still feel the pain. Now, today's the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. And we're reminded that Jesus has a human heart, and he can feel emotion. So when he's rejected by so many people throughout the ages, he feels it. And when you start thinking about that, it's more difficult to complain. You can still ask for what you need, but it's more difficult to go to him with an attitude and saying, you know what? This isn't fair. You're treating me unfairly, right? Because you think of him, and then you start to realize, like, whoa, maybe I better chill out a little bit because I don't have things so bad. It's important that we do that. It's important that we think of these things because otherwise, it's very easy to become ungrateful and have a sense of entitlement. Well, God owes this to me. I should be able to have this because everybody else has it. Think about Jesus. It has a way of really straightening us out. The gospel for Sunday comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 33. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." Now, specifically, we look at this gospel and we tie it to the first reading. And we are, comes to mind the many people who suffer from religious persecution in the world. And we all are going to suffer from that to a certain extent. You talk about Jesus to too many people, eventually you're going to get pushed back, you're going to get made fun of. Sometimes even physical violence can happen. And that is certainly one source of fear for many people. But it's not the only source. And there is there's this temptation that we can have to lose sight, again, of the big picture. The big picture is the Lord is with us. That will never change. Doesn't matter how you feel. You can be nervous. You cannot believe that he's there. It's still not going to change things. It's kind of like if I said, I don't believe in air anymore. I don't believe in electricity because I can't see them. I can't feel them. You'll know what it's like if there is no air, if the room is, if the air is sucked out of the room, or if you put a screwdriver into an electrical socket, right? You'll learn in a hurry that electricity, even though you can't see it, is really there. Or if you have a power failure and you go to turn your lights on and they don't work, it becomes real. So don't worry about how you feel. That doesn't matter. What matters is you know God loves you unconditionally. Keep telling yourself. And you know, spend a little time thinking about that. Meditate on that. Okay, so he loves me unconditionally. Let me think about that. I love my children. Would I ever do anything intentionally to hurt my children? No. And God loves me with a perfect love, which is infinitely better than the love I have for anybody. So, you know, you start to follow that thought process through and you realize, well, okay, he's all powerful. He loves me unconditionally. So therefore, if this unpleasant event is happening in my life, somehow this can benefit me. And as you start to think like that, this sense of peace comes over you. So I want you to dwell on that, to think about that, and to pray for the grace to be able to trust in the Lord more. We're going to take a short break and hear a message from Tony Rossi and the Christophers. After that, Chris Stepien is going to have a little information from his book, Dying to Be Happy. At the end of the show, I'm going to be back to wrap things up. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Marcy Cottrell Houle's father, who suffered from Alzheimer's, was literally forgotten after being transferred to a nursing home after hip surgery. He was placed in a far-off room, so no one made a record of him being there, and he didn't receive any medication or water for close to a day. Incidents like that prompted Marcy to co-author the Christopher Award-winning book, The Gift of Caring, Saving Our Parents from the Perils of Modern Healthcare. Marcy said, "When people get sick or get dementia, they're often written off by the community or the whole system. But the more you get to know them, you start to realize that they are still human beings. They still deserve a sense of dignity, and they still deserve our care." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Our friend Chris Stepien joins us now. Chris has written a book, one of the best books that I have come across. That's why I'm so pleased that he joins us as a regular guest on the show. The book is Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life. If today was your last, if you knew today was your last day, what would be important to you and how would you spend your time? I think that's a question we should all ask ourselves. Chris is here today to remind us that it's never too late. And I'm going to repeat that. It's never too late to change direction. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother.
How are you
today?
How was
your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was great. We had a great time with the family celebrating the great gift of my wife, Eileen. And yours?
Fabulous. Celebrated both with my lovely wife, Ellen, and my mother, Irene, who's 88 and a half, and we've been blessed to have her so long.
Nice.
And I've been blessed to have such a wonderful partner in my wife, Ellen.
Nice. So great to hear that. Hey, Chris, you and I have something in common at the present time. We're both moving, right? Which can be very crazy. How are things going with your move?
Well, actually, but because we're taking it a day at a time.
That's the secret.
Yep. We're not in control. We're powerless. Things are going to happen. Just roll with it and trust God.
Chris.
And everything will be fine.
Chris, doesn't moving remind us of that fact? I know in my case, it really reminds us that, hey, man, we are not in control at all.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing it teaches us is it's all stuff. The things of your home.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus said, you know, the foxes have dens, Birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay rest his head.
That's right.
And he wasn't hung up on things, and we are so hung up on things. We had a moving sale Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, the stuff that we collected over 33 years.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Because we did the same thing. We did a major downsizing, and man, we were just we didn't even think we had that much stuff, but boy, did we have stuff.
Yeah, and it weighs us down.
Yes.
It is so liberating to let it go,
It is.
Let it go. And all the things that we worry about and collect and store and pack and for that day when I'm going to need it. But who knows if you'll get to that day.
You are right. And that's what I like about your message. That's why we have you on the show. Because, Chris, don't you agree we lose sight of the big picture? We lose sight of the fact that life is more than just a short span of time that we're here on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Death puts everything in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
If you think about that. Yeah, and whether you have a minute or 100 years, as a poll say on birthdays, stall out 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
You have a purpose. God has a mission for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we make the wrong choices, as St. Paul says, if I do what I hate, in other words, I cling to sin that is integral in my flesh, and I neglect, oh, my soul, that which is spiritual,
that's right.
Then I get in trouble. If I rely on my own designs, then I get in trouble. If I turn to God and say, Lord, I know I'm powerless over people, places, and things, like the 12 steps of AA, then I can put myself into his hands, turn my will and my life over to his will. You know how we say in the Our Father, thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can live a life that's meaningful, that then can be happy. Because the key to happiness is serenity, letting go, basically saying, Lord, I know that I'm not God.
Yep.
I know that you are. And so, therefore, I know that I can't make it without you. So, thank you for being so merciful to me. And I'm going to try to be merciful to everybody I meet, including myself.
Right, exactly. And, Chris, let's talk a little bit about one of the messages that I like in your book, the fact that it's never too late to change direction. I think sometimes we come to grips with the fact that, and let's face it, we deny each day, we try to run away from the fact that we are mortal and we will die one day, but oftentimes we come to grips with it and we realize one day it pops into our head, hey, I'm going to die, and oftentimes we think that, oh, it's too late, I keep committing the same old sins, there's nothing I can do, and then we begin to panic about death. But your message is that it's never too late. We can turn our lives around. We can change direction.
Well, it's my message because it's Jesus' message.
Right.
He offers a parable about the laborers in the vineyard. The dudes that showed up at 5 p.m. to work got the exact same wage, day's wage, is those that started at dawn, 9 a.m., noon, and 3.
Mm.
And the early risers were, hey, where's my... They thought they were going to get something extra.
Right.
But Jesus explained, in the kingdom of God, the last shall be first and the first shall be last, which means, you know, this is God's form of justice. He doesn't think like we do. He is merciful. And so we ask for this mercy, and God is waiting. He's just waiting to give it to us. And then he wants us in return to give it to everybody else, you know, to pay it forward. And yes, we can change. And if you need, I have a good buddy, Father Joe Marquis, and he likes to say that Christianity is a 12-step group for recovering sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with the 12 steps, it's the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, which have become the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, and every other anonymous, including those people who are, you know, they like to control other people, Codependence Anonymous, you know.
Yeah.
The idea that I have to let go, I have to stop trying to control things and turn my will and my life over to God. And there are 12 steps that'll get you there. And in the book, we review them and give us perspective. And it's amazing how linked they are to so many of Jesus' other messages about, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. Remove the log from your eye before you reach for that tiny splinter in the eye of your brother or sister. You know, we like to see things that are wrong with other people, And you remember that old saying, takes one to know one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we're so familiar with what we see.
That's right.
We don't realize it's like looking in the mirror. It's our reflection that we're caught up in, because we don't want to deal with what the crud that we've got. It's so much easier to sweep up your side of the street, Gary.
Oh, it is.
Of course. That big. I got this big broom for you.
That's right. That's
right. But what about Chris?
Man. You know, hey.
I need a street sweeper.
Hey,
the big machine with the giant brush.
Chris, I hate to say this, but we only have a couple seconds left. These segments fly by. I want to thank you for joining us. The message is, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
We have to recognize our sinfulness, right?
Even when we're out of time, it's never too late.
There you go, brother.
If there's one thing atheists and theists can agree on, it's the fact that we've all felt the problem of God's hiddenness and have cried out, "Where are you, God?" The difference, however, is atheists think this is a reason to reject God, and theists don't. Why? Well, first, God is not entirely hidden. Sure, we can't know He exists by seeing or touching Him, but we can know He exists through logic and reason. There's also good reason to believe God has revealed Himself through Jesus of Nazareth. If Jesus is raised from the dead, then everything He said is true. Second, God's in-your-face presence wouldn't necessarily make things better. Even on the natural level, we don't like overbearing parents. Why would we want God to be that way? So while God's partial hiddenness is a mystery, it's not a good reason to embrace atheism. I'm Carlo Broussard with a Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
And thank you, Carlo Broussard. I'm Gary Zimak, back with you as we are about to close out the program. I also want to thank Chris Stepien for that pre-recorded interview that we did on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning. Hope you enjoyed the little talk about the Mass readings for Sunday. Think about that when you go to Sunday's Mass. Think about the fact the Lord loves you. Anything that He's going to allow to happen in your life is somehow a reflection of that love. But don't forget, ask for what you need or for what you think you need, or if you're facing a problem that you want it to go away, ask the Lord to take it away. He might be waiting for you to ask for that. He wants you to ask for whatever it is that you need. Speaking of asking for what you need, I need your help. I really want to impress upon you the fact that times are very difficult. It's a very difficult time for my ministry right now. I am not kidding about this. I can use the terms life or death, life support, whatever you want to call it. I'm almost at the end of my rope. So I'm going to turn to you. I'm not pessimistic. Whatever the Lord wants will happen. I just want you to know I have a pretty serious financial need right now. I would like to continue this work, but I can't do it without your help. So if you like what I do and you're able to afford a donation, and again, I'm emphasizing only if you can afford it, please don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy to support my work. God doesn't want you to do that, but if you're able to support me with anything, please go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and either make a one-time donation or become a monthly sponsor. If you can do the monthly sponsorship, it's a desperate need of mine right now to get some monthly sponsors. I don't want to be overly dramatic, but listen, you're a listener to this program. I know you care about what I do, and I'm asking you for help. So if you would like it to continue, if you'd like to see my work continue, please, if you can, I could really use your financial support. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on donate. I would also love to speak at your parish or your conference, lead a parish mission, give a retreat, whatever it is that you need. Followingthetruth.com is my website. There are plenty of video samples there so you can see what my style is like when I go out and speak. You can also go to YouTube, Google me, or do a search on YouTube for Gary Zimak, and you'll see plenty of examples there. And I'm going to thank you in advance for all of your support, for all of your prayers, and for the fact that you're helping spread the word about this program. And please let your friends know about the show. I would really appreciate it. And while you're at it, give a listen to Spirit in the Morning. You can find out more by going to holyspiritradio.org. It's a Philadelphia station, but you can listen online. We stream online. We have lots of great guests on the program, and I'd love to have you listen, especially if you're a music lover, because we do play music on that show. All right, time for me to run. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is right beside you. So you know what you have to do? Turn around and say hi. Will you do that for me? God bless you. We'll see you next week. The Gary Zimak Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.